Welcome to Lingo Together. Let's review together. Hello, 大家好，我是 Cady， 欢迎来到 Lingo Together 的 Podcast 零果英文听力站。就让我们一起来探究英文口语中我们最常可能使用的单字用语，因为别人的回答也很有可能就是你我的答案。我们在资讯栏的地方都会有放上逐字稿的重点整理，如果有兴趣或是想要当复习使用的话，都欢迎点开来看看哦。OK， 那今天迎来我们百事达系列的最后一集。对，没有错，百事达的系列只有两集，所以我们赶快来看看第二个问题是 If we compare Netflix with Blockbuster, what are the advantages and disadvantages they have to against each other? If we compare Netflix with Blockbuster, what are the advantages and disadvantages they have to against each other? 如果我们把Netflix 跟百事达互相比较的话，他们各自拥有什么样的优点跟缺点呢？我们来听听看 Monica 的回答。
I think the traditional rental store a bit of antiquated, but I think I'm enjoy the film that my rented from the rental store. We can enjoy the movie at home, and we can talking about the happens in the video, and we can prepare some fruits and snacks to eat. So I think it's not a bad experience to rent videos from rental store. But I think still would choose to watch videos on Netflix because it's more convenient and I can enjoy it by myself.
那 Monica 在第一句话有点出，她认为其实一般传统的租借录影带的店有一点小小的老旧，带有一点古董的 feel， 所以她用到的字是 antique。A-N-T-I-Q-U-E, antique. Antique 可以当名词，就是指古董或是古物嘛。那它也可以当作形容词，就是古董的、古物的。我们来听听看这一句话。
Valuable antique car! Valuable antique car!
那这一句话在 Simpson 里面的影集，就是说 It's a valuable antique car.Valuable 就是有价值的，所以整句话的意思就是说这是一台很有价值的古董车。 It's a valuable antique car. 那 Monica 后面有提到，她认为其实这样子的租借录影带的方式也提供给人们很不一样的一个体验，因为当中你能够去享受跟朋友一起跳片的过程啦，一起去买宵夜，到最后一起回家看电影的这个氛围。所以你可以说我也很喜欢这样子跟朋友聚在一起的氛围或是气氛，那我很喜欢，那你就可以带 I really adore, A-D-O-R-E, adore, 也是喜欢 I really adore something, 或是 I really fond of, F-O-N-D, 空格 O-F, fond of, 也是喜欢 I really fond of something, 或是 I really enjoying 也可以，或是更高阶一点，我最近有看到一个字，我觉得这个字还不错，跟大家一起分享，叫做 enamored, enamored, A-N-A-N-O-R-E-D, enamored. 所以你可以说 I really enamored with something. Enamored 有点像是迷恋上、喜欢上的感觉。那我们来听听看盖库家族是怎么样运用这一句话的。
Well, the thing is, Meg is becoming a little enamored with me. Yeah, well, the thing is,Meg is becoming a little enamored with me.
所以呢，他这里用到的是 Yeah, the thing is, Meg is becoming a little enamored with me. 所以他说重点就是 Meg 好像变得有点渐渐的迷恋上我，或是喜欢上我了。Enamored with me. 好，那在了解了我很喜欢什么样东西的讲法之后，要怎么样完整的说出我也喜欢和朋友聚在一起的氛围或是气氛呢？那我们先来看氛围、气氛这两个字。那说到这两个字，大家最常一定想到的就是 atmosphere, atmosphere, A-T-M-O-S-P-H-E-R-E, atmosphere. 那在这边提供给大家另外一个跟 atmosphere 差不多相近意思的字，就是 ambience,Ambience, A-N-B-I-E-N-C-E, ambience, 名词，它的 definition 是 Ambience is another word for atmosphere in the sense of the mood a place or setting has. 所以其实它跟 atmosphere 上面有相同相近的意思，这边也提供一个例子给大家听听看。
Ambience was terrible, you two were screaming all night. Ambience was terrible, you two were screaming all night.
那他这边带出来的意思是 The ambience was terrible. You two were screaming all night. 这里的氛围气氛糟透了，因为你们两个整晚都在尖叫。The ambience was terrible. 好，那知道 atmosphere 跟 ambience 之后呢，还有一个字叫做 aura. Aura. A-U-R-A, aura. 名词，它有带有气氛气息的意思。那再更具体一点，其实它是代表你们去想一下，那个天使不是都会有那个光环在它的周遭散发出来的那个气息吗？所以 aura 其实原本是指那个光环，天使上面那个光环的意思。那这边也提供两个例子给大家听听看，我们先来听听看第一个。
This spot has a good aura. This spot has a good aura.
好，这里他说 The spot has a good aura. Spot 就是指一个地点或是指一个场所，那 The spot has a good aura 就是指说这个地点这个场所给人一个很棒的感觉。接下来来听听看第二个例子。
Who's that? He seems to have a special aura around him. Who's that? He seems to have a special aura around him.
好，这里是指说 Who's that? 那个人是谁啊？He seems to have a special aura around him. 他看起来看似有一个很特别的气场哦，所以 aura 也可以去形容一个人的气场或是气息。所以总结一下，如果真的要说我很喜欢跟朋友聚在一起的氛围或是感觉，你就可以这样说 I really enamored with the ambience of having a movie night with friends. 所以其实我们可以去总结 Netflix 其实带来了更方便的影音体验，也让人能更享受自己的电影时光。那我们就来看看如果是 Rika 老师会怎么说吧。Netflix gives its customers the flexible video watching experiences with convenience and that allows them to enjoy their movie time on any devices. OK, 那今天百事达特辑就到这边，我是 Kelly, 我们下一集见。